Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Were you at the Dom Pom last night or something?
Why do you say that?
Phil's flying.
He was flying. Did you see the first two holes? Listen, Phil does not need to win the tournament, as we've seen many times. It's an absolute delight watching Mickelson round Wingfoot yesterday. First two holes, out of position. Unbelievable recovery shots. Two under after the first two. Slightly disappointing after that, it has to be said. But listen, the joy that Mickelson brings to the game, he views the game and plays a game unlike any other player, and you can rejoice in that.
It's like Stockport taking a 1-0 lead against Liverpool in the FA Cup and then losing 10-1.
It was absolutely magnificent.
Nine over par.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Nine over par.
If anyone can turn it around, Phil can. He's a millimetre away from being marvellous.
What, 14 shots off the lead?
It's going to be a great comeback. I'm very excited. Alongside that, I would like to see perhaps Westwood win it. Now, he's in good shape. He deserves a major. We need to see him do well.
He's a nearly man, isn't he, though, really? He'll never win it, I don't think.
Well, there's still an opportunity. I reckon he's got one more real spin at it.
Okay. What's that?
I think it might be the children causing havoc.
Just laughing at your prediction of Phil Mickelson making a great comeback. I see the only flying he'll be doing is flying home when he misses the cut.
We'll see, we'll see. Listen, I think it's going to be a good tournament. The course played easy yesterday. It's going to get tougher over the weekend.
Right, so we know what you're doing over the weekend. Mrs. Potts will be entertaining the children. You'll be stuck in front of the television with a bottle of wine.
If only that was the case. If only that. I would love that. I would love that.
Okay, markets. Not a very good day yesterday on Wall Street.
Yeah, US stocks fell, Treasuries gains, investors reacted to the Federal Reserve's relaxing of its inflation policy and lack of fresh details of the Fed's plans for its bond buying program. Recent flare-ups, of course, of the virus, fading post-pandemic recovery, also unnerving markets. Investors did take some hope from the data yesterday. US jobless claim number resumed its decline, signaling a gradual improvement in the battered labor market. Total number of Americans on state benefit rolls fell by 1 million to 12.6 million in the week ending September the 5th. Initial claims fell by 33,000. There's also hopes of further stimulus coming through from the United States. The White House signaling that it's willing to work with Democrats to try to push through a stimulus deal in the next week to 10 days. S&P was down, however, 0.84% at the close. NASDAQ was down 1.25%, but we are looking at a slightly better start on the European bourses this morning. Coney Corn and FTSE up 3 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 16 points. Cat Corn in Paris up 5 points.
Jerome Powell.
Yes.
Busted flush.
Jay, everyone's a busted
flush.
Bit
like Phil Mickelson. It's just been on Bloomberg, actually, wearing a very nice purple tie.
Mickelson or Jerome Powell?
No, Jerome Powell, yeah. It's slightly disappointing news as far as investors go, isn't it, though, really, what the Fed's been saying?
Well, listen, I think it's realistic, but it just shows you it's going to be a long road to recovery from the Federal Reserve. They've undershot its inflation target for a prolonged period of time. What they're suggesting is they'll allow the economy perhaps to run a little bit hotter than normally would be the case as we go through the recovery from the pandemic, and therefore that will have longer term benefits. So I think it's perhaps a more realistic approach to monetary policy, given where they find themselves as a result of the unprecedented drop in activity and the huge amount of stimulus that's required to try and turn things around.
Okay, pretty gloomy forecast from the Bank of England yesterday.
Yeah, unanimously voted to keep rates on hold, but signalled that it was getting ready to add more stimulus and would consider negative interest rates as it confronts a resurgence in coronavirus cases. A double-digit contraction during the course of this year, talking about that yesterday, with surging unemployment and lacklustre inflation, along with rising risks, of course, of a no-deal Brexit. So gloomy is probably a good word to describe it. Bank of England should remind ourselves already cut interest rates down to historic low 0.1%. They've ramped up the bond buying programme to £745 billion. That's due to last until the end of the year, but it's not been enough to stimulate growth or reflate the economy. Future policy expectations, well, in the November meeting, we get the latest quarterly economic forecast. I think if that is poor, if the incoming data dramatically deteriorates between now and then, we get a disruptive Brexit, they may have no alternative but to extend quantitative easing and think about negative interest rates. To remind you, negative interest rates is where the central bank charges retail banks on excess reserves, making it expensive for them to sit on those reserves, forcing them to lend with the hope that it will stimulate growth.
And really tough times for European car makers. I mean, our Sarah's been looking for a new car, and you wouldn't believe the amount of runaround she's been given. I mean, they just don't seem to be switched on at all. And they still seem...
You'd expect better from Ferrari, wouldn't you?
Yes, there is that. But, I mean, they still seem very expensive cars, and even the leasing is expensive for quite a lot of models.
Okay, there's some good leasing deals, I have to say, in the UK that keep being thrown my way. Not that I'm in the market, but certainly if you look at the numbers, many consumers seem somewhat reluctant to make those purchases. European automakers certainly shares under pressure once again yesterday after data showed car sales slumped 17.6% in August, followed on from just a 3.7% decline in July. The August figure snapped 3 months of easing declines, calling into question the shape of the recovery for the sector. Fall perhaps a little bit surprising. There was expectations of pent-up demand as buyers came out of lockdown, but July's bounce very much now looking like a short-lived recovery. Particularly as scrappage programs are coming to an end, infection rates have been talking about are spiking. Many workers are still, of course, not commuting back to the office, so perhaps don't need transport. Labour market's deteriorating, discouraging people, I suppose, from making big-ticket purchases. So far this year, to give you the numbers, European car sales have fallen by a third to just 7.3 million. Elsewhere, actually, the number isn't too bad. Sales in the US have held up much better. China's sales have actually been growing once again, but certainly those poor numbers from Europe will once again increase calls for state aid from the sector.
So your advice as a motoring expert is to hold off until they're forced to cut prices, is it?
Well, with the weak demand coming through. But you should remember, production was also under pressure as well. So it's not like they continued to make a lot of cars during the course of the lockdown. So how much inventory there is out there probably remains a little bit more debatable. I mean, if it had been a normal weakness in demand, but supply remained the same, then you'd think the prices would come down quite considerably. I'm not sure that has been the case this time around.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.29 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.18.5. You're going to get €1.09 for your British pound this morning.
So you're taking it down a notch this weekend, watching a bit of golf, maybe a bit of Chelsea-Liverpool on the TV on Sunday?
Is it Chelsea-Liverpool? Wow, I haven't watched much football at all in the last year or so, but I wouldn't mind watching a little bit of football. Listen, it sounds like a lovely weekend you're painting for me. I'm not sure it's going to turn out to be the reality.
Okay, otherwise I'll have Mrs. Potts after me.
This is true.
Right, talk to you on Monday.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Hang Potts and Barclay.